Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after May the Force be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're part of my day. I'm excited about our good friend Joel Barker being back on the show. Joel's one of the top futurists on the planet for the last many decades he has been. He's the author of Future Edge, also Five Regions of the Future. His latest film is Innovation at the Verge. He's the guy who taught us about paradigms, and it changed my life. And I'm excited about him continuing to be an outstanding member of our Brain Trust. Joel Barker, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. How are you today?
Doing great. It's good to have you back. Joel, one of the things I know you've been tracking some of the things that are being worked on out there, that are being looked at, that are part of our future, and you find them in the kernel stage, in the seed stage, or maybe even the genetic stage, the embryonic stage, and you take those things that you see in the embryonic stage, and you sort of imagine what that could become, what could it manifest, what could it have wrought. And one of the things you've been working on is something that's called the bonus myth.
Yep.
Tell us about that.
Well, it ties back to a wonderful book that both you and I appreciate called Ideas Are Free, which
yep.
Alan Robinson and Dean Schroeder wrote. And most recently in the April 9th edition of The New Scientist, which, by the way, one of the things I love about The New Scientist magazine is they you know, people think science and hard science. They also do the soft sciences. They also do economics. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that they looked at was this whole concept that all you have to do is give a group of people bonuses, and their performance will automatically go up.
Right.
And as a matter of fact, the best way to incentivize people is with bonuses. And this article basically looks at research that's been done recently and also some other stuff that as soon as I was reading, I was thinking, man, Schroeder and Robinson have talked about this, in which case rewarding people in certain ways not only doesn't get you better performance, gets you bad performance. And so one of the things that's going to happen, I think, they mention in this article, the whole idea of, well, let's incentivize doctors and nurses to do a better job, and the research that they quote in here said probably will not work with them
mm-hmm.
because it's the wrong way to go about it.
Well, we're not saying that being compensated or having goals, financial goals, aren't good motivators, and because I've seen this in the marketplace, Salesforce, managers, whatever, people are motivated with financial reasons, but they're not the only thing, and if there's an underlying other problem, the financial stuff won't fix that.
That's true. And the other thing the researchers point out is they talk about extrinsic motivation, which is rewards, and intrinsic motivation, which is I love my job, I love to do what I do. And they said they actually have research that shows when you added rewards, extrinsic motivation,
mm-hmm.
that it changed the way people felt about their job.
Hmm.
Instead of loving their job, it was, I got to get this reward, I got to do this, I got to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And they actually then, they looked at their job as kind of getting in the way of the reward rather than,
hmm.
man, I love to do this. It reminded me when I play golf, I never bet.
Hmm.
And the reason I never bet is because it gets in the way of the joy of the game
mm-hmm.
for me. And I thought, you know, it's the same thing. You mess up people sometimes by not, as you said, compensate them well. That's
mm-hmm.
okay. But when you tie these tight rewards, you get these funny behaviors. And one of the other things they pointed out, which Robinson and Schroeder pointed out, was that sometimes these rewards make people do bad behavior. They take things. They shortcut things.
Well, they do things that are not good for the customer relationship. I mean, I've seen that many times. And, you know, we talk about customer engagement a lot on this show. In the last 10 years, we've done a lot of programming on employee engagement, which is what this is, which is what we're talking about here. And one of the things I like to point out is that in my career, over many decades, I've seen, I don't know how many exit surveys compilations of exit interviews, and I've never seen one where I'm leaving because I'm not compensated enough was even in the top three. I've never seen one where it was even in the top three reasons why somebody left a company. It was always about something interpersonal. It was always about I wasn't appreciated, my ideas weren't valued, my manager didn't do the right thing. It was never about compensation.
And you know, you go back to Ideas Are Free in their chapter on this. They talk about recognition instead of reward. That recognition carries far longer lasting advantage.
And I'm going to go back to one thing that I've said many times, Joel. If you can't be happy without money and stuff, you won't be happy with money and stuff. You got to remember.
One of the things they pointed out in the research, if you have a dumb job that requires no brain power, actually extrinsic rewards will make you do that better.
Stand by. Quick break. 20 tails. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.